Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What celebrity do you think would be the most fun to go have an afternoon with?
I think Zach Galifianakis.
Zac Efron would be fun, wouldn't he? You are so right.
I think we're talking about different kind of fun, Cliff.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and
Cliff.
Kendall!
Oh, Cliff, I'm sorry. I swallowed a cicada on the way in the studio, and I'm choking. I'm choking on this cicada.
Oh, my God. Kendall, you gotta just choke up that, either swallow it down or cough it up, okay? You have two options with that cicada in your throat.
It's awful. It tastes like meat.
It tastes like, you're not a vegetarian anymore.
Because I ate a cicada.
You ate a cicada, but, whoops. Well, I want to tell everybody where we are. We are
Tell them where we are at, Walter Cronkite.
We are in Busheltown, and you are there, listener, you you're there, and you're there too, Kendall.
I'm here.
We're in Busheltown. We're in the town square.
Busheltown Commons.
Downtown Busheltown. They're having a festival. It is the Cicadas in the Rye Festival that they're having to celebrate these cicadas that have come back.
What a big celebration, Cliff.
What better? Who better to celebrate this than us?
I don't know if the listeners can hear the cicadas, but they are pretty loud. We're in this glass soundproof booth here right on Main Street.
We're in a glass booth. It looks like, if you think back to Willy Wonka's glass elevator, it looks like that. Only, obviously, for Kendall and I to both be in it, it's much, much larger.
It's the size of a semi-truck. And everybody keeps walking by looking at us, thinking we're crazy. Although Charles, the contractor, walked by a minute ago, I think he was kind of excited to see us.
You know what? He keeps coming by. We see him walk by with his tool belt.
Yeah.
And so
he's hinting at us.
He's hinting that maybe we need some contracting done here in the booth, but not right now.
Expand the walls and the doors because we're so enormous.
Yeah, but Kendall, America—not all of America, but some of America and Busheltown—they're celebrating the return of the cicadas.
Oh, the return of the cicadas!
We
did.
Isn't it? What a beautiful thing. Yeah.
We did survive the rapture last week.
You must not have heard. They've bumped the rapture until October now. It's coming in October.
Oh, thank God. It's just like my life. Now they bumped the rapture.
Here's the thing, though, about how we missed the rapture. They've bumped it to October 21st. I'm saying, why not give us 10 more days? Let us have Halloween before you take us to heaven.
If he takes us before Halloween, I'm going to be pretty peeved. I have a nice vacation lined up.
Listen, whatever we do, if we are raptured, I want to tell our listeners, in the event that Kendall and I are raptured in October, then I want you to know that we're just going to be doing our regularly scheduled Halloween show. We're just going to be doing it Cliff and Kendall, cloud to cloud in heaven.
Yep, because we'll be in the good place, Cliff.
In the good place. Kendall, did you know? Oh, I have some facts. Mr. Snodbottom,
he gave
me some facts about cicadas. Oh, my God. Well, first of all, Kendall, I've got a truth bomb I want to drop on you, okay?
Uh-oh, drop the bomb.
The cicadas here in Busheltown are the 13-year cicadas. Because in the South, you get 13-year cicadas, and in the North, they get an extra 4 years. They get the 17-year ones in the North.
Yep.
And did you know a lot of stupid idiots. Who probably thought they were going to be raptured last weekend, they foolishly think that these cicadas are locusts, but they're not, Kendall.
Idiots.
Idiots. The locusts are a type of grasshopper. Did you even know this, Kendall?
I don't think I did. Actually, cicadas look like grasshoppers to me.
Well, the ones around here, we can see them buzzing out this glass window. They are roughly the size of a hot dog. And they are just flying, bumping. The adult cicadas are very, very clumsy. That's why you might feel like they're dive bombing you. It's just because they don't know what's up. It's like Cliff and Kendall
coast
at the end of the show when we've had too many drinks and we're just bumping into things in the studio.
Well, Clinton, now do you know why that I looked this up Now, I didn't even trust this to our writers. They've been making me mad so often. I looked up myself.
You went to the Library of Congress.
I did.
Late at night, you rented out your own study, Carol, and you got the Journal of North American Insects.
Because I was curious why these cicadas are in the ground all these years and come out every 13 years.
It really is fascinating. For as annoying and loud as they are, it is fascinating.
Because, you know, there are 3,000 species of cicadas. But only some have this behavior that, you know, there's, the, like you said, the 17-year cicadas, 13-year cicadas. Some of them are annual. But, see, when young cicadas, nymphs, hatch from their eggs, they dig themselves into the ground and suck the liquid of plant roots. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
and they spend all their early life stages underground burrowing until they become adults when they open. That's just crazy to me.
I think that it is crazy because, and how all of them, they just get this signal. And within hours, you go from no cicadas to 20 billion cicadas covering you, screeching in your ear, letting you know that they are here for at least the next month.
Cliff, they're not screeching. They're vibrating membranes on their abdomens.
Hey, Kendall, did you know that, well, only the men are the ones making
the males,
noise. Did you know this?
Yes.
The men, and Kendall, I've got another truth bomb I want to drop. And I find this fascinating as well. I think somebody else, maybe the Peabody Committee, might also find this fascinating. Did you know that cicadas occur on the eastern half of the United States and nowhere else in the world?
Really?
Nowhere else in the world. So no, sorry,
I did not
listeners.
Know that.
Listeners in Japan, Paraguay, no cicadas for you.
I think they're happy listening to how terrible this one went down my throat.
They can hear them bumping into the glass, probably. Of our studio.
Committing a little cicada suicide. It's all this food we have in here. They want so much.
But now, I have to tell you one thing. We do have a cake provided to us because we got this booth. It's from the KBSH radio station. Mrs. Pussy Bottom, the owner of the radio station, furnished us with this booth in the middle of town. She has also furnished us with this enormous cake that says, "Welcome, Cliff and Kendall."
Oh, that's so nice.
Of course, what's left of it is... Kendall, did you see the glass rattle when you did that?
I did. All the things went flying away when that happened.
I think you scared a few of them.
I think I found a way to get rid of it.
I think so. Of course, most of our cake is gone, but we also, Mr. Snowbottom, he will not let us have, Kendall, cough it up.
I'm sorry. It's flapping around in my lungs.
He won't let us. I keep asking him if any fan in Bushdown has made us any butternut rye crispies.
Ugh.
But he's avoiding the question. He's on a strict avoidance policy about butternut rye krispies.
He loves them.
Yeah,
he loves them.
That's why he's having such a good time.
Mm-hmm. He does love his rye krispies.
He does. But speaking of Mr. Snodbottom, do you see our friend? She's sitting over there. She is the queen of the cicada festival.
Oh, the queen. 12 years running, Cliff.
12 years in a row. Okay, no, Mrs. Potter Butterchard.
We should let her into the booth. You have to be really careful not to let any cicadas in.
Mrs. Potter Butterchard, over here. Whoop. In the Mrs. Potter Butterchard in the booth. Come on in. We want to talk to you.
I can just open the door. Good Lord. All the cicadas. Did it get in, dear? I didn't mean to let it in.
A few came in with you, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah, how are you, dear? I'm so glad you're in Busheltown. Normally I have to travel so far to see both of you. It's so wonderful to be here in Busheltown.
I know. Now, Mrs. Potter Butterchard, we want to welcome you back. You were on a 19-day honeymoon.
Oh, it was amazing. It was the most... Oh, dear, please, not in the booth. Please.
I was trying to drive the cicadas back out.
And I'm back from honeymoon. I can tell right there.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear. No, it was wonderful. It was the most amazing time. Me and Mr. Snodbottom, we had a lovely time at the falls. It was beautiful. And we spent way too much money.
Well, it's so good to have you back on the show. We missed you. We missed Mr. Snodbottom. He's promised to never let us produce a show by ourselves again.
Oh, dear. All the pillow talk from Mr. Snodbottom. How mad he was when he got back.
as if I could tell you something that you don't already know.
You boys really caused a ruckus.
I think you call it more than a ruckus, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn.
Well, dear, I don't want to keep you during your show. I know you're doing a fabulous job. I have many, many things I have to take care of as the queen of the Cicadas Festival. I have to go around town and say hello to all the children.
Well, you have a good time as the queen of the Cicada Festival, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. I know your coronation is in an hour, and so we're going to try to be done and be there with you, okay?
Oh.
Oh, okay, dears. Yes, I can't wait. I'll see you later, dears. A toodaloo.
All right. Bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate these things, Cliff. They're awful. They are no joke.
Kendall, there's like 25 cicadas just buzzing around our booth right now.
And they're no joke.
They're no joke.
Oh, no joke at all, Cliff. I have a little story I want to tell you.
Kendall, before you tell me a story, right above your left eyebrow, I think you have a huge cicada.
Oh.
No, don't kill them! Don't kill them!
Disgusting, though, Cliff. They're disgusting.
No, Kendall. You know that they don't bite people, but they're just clumsy, and they just...
I could have swore
it. They find the largest surface that they can, and of course it was us. They found the largest thing they could find.
The largest landing area. Well, that's me. Yeah. Now, Cliff, this
They're going to try to plant some eggs in us in a minute. Yeah. Sorry.
Living us for 17 years. Cliff, this old woman is riding in an elevator in a very lavish New York City building when a young, beautiful woman gets into the elevator. And she smells of expensive perfume. She turns to the old woman and says arrogantly, "Romance by Ralph Lauren, $150 an ounce."
And bitch. Arrogant bitch.
So then another young and beautiful woman gets on the elevator, and she is also very arrogant about her perfume. And she turns to the old woman saying, "Chanel number 5, $200 an ounce."
Oh my God.
About three floors later, this old woman has reached her destination, is about to get off the elevator, but before she leaves, she looks at both of the beautiful women right in the eye, bends over, and farts. And Cliff, says, "Broccoli, 49 cents a pound." That'll teach him.
That'll teach him. Kendall, something about that joke reminds me of me. I think it said it was set in my hometown of Manhattan.
Maybe so.
All right, Kendall, a woman. I don't know how arrogant she was or not.
Probably
very.
She
was a woman, and she entered a pawn shop and asked to see a pistol.
Ooh.
And she then asked for some bullets. Loading the gun, she ordered the pawnbroker to empty out the cash register. But then she said, "I have an even greater urge. Go into the back room."
Ooh.
And there, Kendall, she ordered him to disrobe and began having sex with him.
Oh, yeah.
She got so involved. Oh, my God. She got so involved that she dropped the gun.
Oh, no.
For God's sake, lady, the pawn shop owner said, "Pick it back up. My wife is due any minute."
Oh, shit.
Oh, whoa. Don't be fucking in the back room with a pawnbroker.
Cheating bitches.
It's a lesson that we can learn from that joke. Kendall, how arrogant are the people in your next joke?
Oh, they're so arrogant, Cliff. These arrogant engineer students are walking on campus one day.
Arrogance.
When another engineer student rides up on a shiny new motorcycle. Woo. And the first engineer student says, "Where did you get such a functional bike?"
How functional?
That's why engineers talk, Cliff. So then the second engineer... Yeah. He said, "Well, I was walking along yesterday minding my own business when this beautiful, arrogant woman rode up on this bike." She threw the bike to the ground. She didn't say that. She threw the bike to the ground. She took off all her clothes, spread her arms wide, and says, "Take what you want." And the second engineer nodded approvingly. He said, "Good choice. The clothes probably wouldn't have fit." Oh!
The clothes wouldn't have fit. Nope. Gay, arrogant engineers. Kendall.
Gay, arrogant engineers.
Mary and Betty. Don't you love them? Mary and Betty were friends that worked in the same office.
How sweet.
And at lunch, Mary and Betty, not arrogant, not at all.
Good.
At lunch, Betty confided to her coworker that she had an awful fight with her husband the night before.
Oh, no.
"What was it about?" asked Mary. "Well, he was going through a closet looking for something, and he found my birth control pill."
Uh-oh.
"Oh, no." And Mary said, "Well, what's the problem with that?" Betty, she said, "Well, he had a vasectomy 2 years ago."
All these cheating assholes in your jokes, Cliff.
Can the sluts and assholes, is there anything funnier?
Maybe. Maybe a certain little boy.
Uh-oh.
Little Johnny. Cliff, this teacher during English lesson asked her students, tell me, what do you call a person who keeps on talking when people are no longer interested? And Cliff, what do you think Little Johnny said?
People who keep on talking when they're no longer,
he didn't
assholes.
Say Cliff and Kendall. He didn't say
assholes. No.
He said, a teacher?
Oh. No.
It's right to her face, Cliff. Right to her face.
What a bitch Little Johnny was. Kendall, speaking of corporate America.
Oh.
A company feeling it's time for a shakeup hires Marvin as the new CEO. And as the new boss, Marvin is determined to rid the company, of all slackers. Kendall, ooh, I would have been out of there.
Get him
Marvin
out of
would have kicked me to the curb. And on a tour of the facilities, he notices a guy leaning against the wall. And the room is full of workers, and Marvin wants to let them know he means business.
Oh, of course he does.
And so he walks up to the guy, and he says, hey, how much money do you make a week? What an asshole,
bitch.
Marvin. And the young fella, he looks at him and replies, well, I make about $300 a week.
Ooh.
Why? And Marvin, he hands the guy $300 in cold hard cash. And he screams, well, here's a week's pay. Now get out and never come back.
Oh.
And oh my God, feeling pretty good about his first firing, Marvin looks around the room and says, well, does anybody want to tell me what that goof off did here? Oh no, Kendall. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Oh, one of the workers answers, well, he's the pizza delivery guy.
Oh, smart aleck, arrogant pizza delivery guy, Cliff.
Oh, the arrogance of Marvin, the new CEO. Kendall, if there's one thing I hate, it is new CEO.
Oh, me too. Well, that's all the jokes I got, Cliff.
Oh, me too. Let me just put my jokes away. Oh!
Oh, my Kendall. God. Cliff, are you kidding me? After all that we've been talking about these damn cicadas, you have opened a vessel for them to come into this studio.
I bumped my right love handle into the wall, into the glass wall. I did not know that I thought Mrs. Twisty Bonnet would have a sturdier glass booth for us. It shattered.
She doesn't know us that well. Cliff, I'm going to have to take a break and go try to find Charles the Contractor and see if he can do something with this.
Maybe he can contract this wall back up.
I hope so. We'll be right back, listeners. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you've made it this far into the show. It'd be a shame to give up now. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
Is the sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends and neighbors, Arid presents John J. Anthony, founder of the famed Marital Relations Institute, in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice. Just as Mr. Anthony, by examples in this studio, is helping thousands of men and women solve their personal problems, Arid, too, is helping thousands to solve the important personal problem of underarm perspiration. Arid helps you avoid perspiration damage to clothes and safeguards friendships. Use Arid every day. It helps stop perspiration safely, and at the same time, Arid is a most effective deodorant.
And now back to the show.
All right, Cliff, we're back. I have to apologize to the listeners. I could not find Charles the Contractor. I think he's off at the rye dunk over on the... Oh, Cliff, quit hitting the cicadas. It's disgusting.
I'm hitting next to them so that they're scared and they move. I'm not hitting them. Because I don't... You know, our first lady, she doesn't... She has a strict policy of not killing anything. What do you think about that?
I try to do that. I really do. In every... sense of the work.
Mm-hmm.
The only insect / anything that I kill really are ants or spiders. And I hate doing it, but I just can't stand them.
The only thing that I will kill, because I try not to, sometimes I just go out, I'm like Mother Teresa, I'm on the streets of Calcutta and I see groups of children and I'll say, children, don't kill whatever it is you're about to kill. Get away! Come on, Kendall, they're all over here.
But that was me, that wasn't okay.
Oh, sorry.
You just hit me in the face.
Speaking of your face, I think you've got something on there. It's by your ear now. Right by this ear.
Oh, it's in my earphones.
Anyway, I feel bad, Kendall, but what were you doing? You're talking about our friend Charles the Contractor.
I said that I went to find him during the break to try to fix his glass that you broke.
Didn't work.
It didn't work. I looked everywhere, and I think he's over at the Rye Dunk on the other side of town. I can't find him at all. What are you eating?
Yeah. You didn't even notice while you were looking for Charles Contractor. I went to the corner of the cob stand.
I did not notice that. Why did you get... Oh, Cliff, there's a cicada on your corn. Oh, gee. Oh, Cliff, cough it up. Cough it up. Do you need the Heimlich maneuver?
Oh, Kendall.
The Heimlich?
I could use a Heimlich. I've given many a Heimlich maneuver in my life, Kendall. Not always while someone was choking, but... I did just choke on that cicada, Kendall, and I don't know. It just makes me think that it's time for our listeners to make a choice.
Cliff, it is. Would you rather eat cicadas, or would you rather go somewhere else?
Perform the Heimlich maneuver.
It's time for Would You Rather. God, I can't do that with all these cicadas. I'm choking on them. They're so big, Cliff, and that's what she said.
Oh, people take notes during our show so they know what the fuck we're talking about all the time.
Even with copious notes, you wouldn't know, Cliff. All right, Cliff, I have a question for you. Would you rather eat a whole jar of raw rye or lick a toilet seat?
Raw rye. What kind of... It didn't say what kind of...
Oh, sorry. I hit a cicada on the soundboard. It's
okay. It doesn't say what kind of toilet seat it would be. It might be a fresh, factory fresh toilet seat.
You're right. I'll look positively there.
Yeah, I'll kiss a toilet seat. Kendall, I've made out with some gross home appliances. So.
All right. Ask me a question, Cliff.
Kendall, you like it when I talk like that, don't you? Kendall?
I love it, Cliff. I love it.
You like it better. You like it better when I talk like this.
Kendall, would you rather eat 75 pounds of stewed rye?
Speaking of rye and the rye, cicadas and the rye festival, 75 pounds of stewed rye, or would you rather make out with Busheltown's own Flappy the Mule for 5 minutes? Sort of a local celeb here in Busheltown, Flappy the Mule.
Well, I think I'd rather eat the 75 pounds because I feel like I've eaten that much in one setting before and didn't have a problem, so...
I think every Christmas dinner, every Thanksgiving breakfast, every late night Halloween
just
treat...
Point to your calendar... Without even thinking, and whatever day that is, that was me eating 75 pounds of food.
That was a day where, you know, we're like elephants. We eat so many times our weight every day, and it just happens that way. Kendall, I can't eat any more of this corn on the cob because of...
All right, good, because I can't watch you eat any more corn on the cob. Cliff, would you rather never be able to close your eyes or eat only rye for the rest of your life?
Never close my eyes. You know, we're too fat. I need to go to dairy.
Yeah, you have to eat other things than rye.
I can't eat just... No. You wear a sleep mask. Come on. Come on. Kendall, would you...
What are you going to do?
Would you rather...
Yes.
Time for you to make a decision, sir. Right. Would you rather have sex with the Tin Man or... Sorry, that was an intermission.
Or I would take the Tin Man over the bat.
Well, a couple cicadas flew out, at least, during it. They were kind of scared from that sound. But would you rather have sex with a tin woman? We'll say a tin woman to make this, would you rather, a little more hetero-friendly.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Would you rather a tin woman or a scarecrow woman, kind of a Wizard of Ozzy kind of question, Kendall? Let's go down the elephant road and see who you're going to do.
Oh, the wizard was not an option there, was it? Cliff, I would have to have sex with the scarecrow because I would have to imagine that this scare woman would have a scarecrow straw vagina rather than a hard tin one. So I'll take the scarecrow.
Okay. All right.
Plus, it'd make too much noise. Like, bong, 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 you know, over the...
It's like, you know, a summer night, nothing I like more than just hearing the soft sound of a person fucking a tin woman.
Well, Cliff, I think the softness of the scarecrow would match the softness of my fat, obese belly. So,
yeah.
All right, Cliff, would you rather drink rye juice?
Whoa.
Or milk straight from a cow's udder?
Well, drinking milk straight from a cow's udder would seem awfully familiar to me. But I'm kidding. These are jokes.
This is not the joke segment.
I do something pretty similar to that pretty often. I'll drink some rye juice. Kendall, pour me a tall, frosty one.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a rye juice.
Get off.
Oh, Cliff, pay attention. Kendall,
There's cicadas all over everything. I keep knocking shit down. Of course, I can't. It's already a big, huge hole in this, and it's 90 degrees outside. So
I know. Well, it was your fault. You're a big love handle.
Well, I can't help it.
Did you have another would you rather, or was that it?
Would you rather, Kendall? Speaking of your wang. Would you rather have an invisible wang? Or would you rather have a wang that bursts through your pants and turns green like the Hulk whenever you are aroused, which is pretty often, Kendall. Anytime you hear an ice cream truck, you bursting through.
Well, Cliff, I think I would take the enormous green wang over the invisible one because I think I would get more attention that way.
I think you would. I think there's a market for people with enormous green wangs, Kendall. I think you'd soon be an internet celebrity, I'm pretty sure.
I would. And Cliff, that's all the time we have for Would You Rather!
I'd rather get rid of this damn cicada!
Would you rather sit in this booth for the rest of your life with all this cicada?
No! Anything but that, Kendall!
Or would you rather do another segment? Hurry up and finish this show so we can get out of this booth.
I'm gonna get out of this. There's cicadas all over my corn. It's disgusting me.
And that's a metaphor.
Where is Tyler? Where is Tyler? He's supposed to be getting me some butternut rye
crispies. I think Mr. Sidebottom has just left us stuck in our own mess with the cicadas.
I don't know where he is. I keep looking for him out the glass. I don't know. Of course, he probably fainted. It's like 95 degrees out. He's wearing a 3-piece suit.
I hope somebody's watching over him. But so, Cliff.
Yeah.
We did, before we started the show, Mr. Snodbottom gave me these envelopes that some people here in Busheltown wrote us some questions that they wanted us to answer in our segment, Dear Cliff and Kendall. So let's go ahead and do that, Cliff.
Let's do it.
Oops. Cicadas are in my computer, Cliff. They're messing everything up. You've got questions.
There's a couple.
We've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall. What? There's some on my head? Oh, my God.
There's one in your head. But here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping I can get cicadas just to cover the bald spot in the back.
Well, that'll be a new look. All right, Cliff.
It'll be a new look. I'll say it's a hat. It's an environmentally friendly
Let me open
hat.
Up this letter Kendall. Here.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's getting a little crowded in here with you and the cicadas and all of your food.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a senior in high school and about to graduate. The week after graduation, one of my close friends is getting married. I have no qualms about the marriage, but I'm confused about the pre-wedding parties. The bride and groom are registered at 3 stores and have had a Tupperware party already. However, I have received an invitation to a lingerie party to which guests have been instructed to bring the bride lingerie with gift receipts attached. Am I wrong in thinking that buying intimate apparel is the responsibility of the couple? I plan to buy them a wedding gift from the registry, but I feel odd being asked to essentially contribute to their sex life. Cliff and Kendall, if I decline this invitation, what would be the proper way to do it? And that's bringing a blender in Busheltown, Cliff. What do you think?
First off, bringing a blender in Busheltown. Bringing a blender! I don't know if you're out there, blender. But they can't hear me over it. I thought they might be here, but they can't hear me over this cage. Take off your goddamn Puritan pants.
And your chastity belt.
And shove them up your blender is what I gotta say. Because not only you don't have to, idiot. People are so stupid. Idiot. This person probably thought that they'd never even hear us answer this question because they'd be fucking raptured last weekend.
Oh God.
Idiots. Well, luckily for them, I'm taking some time out of my busy Lady Gaga CD listening life.
which is amazing.
New album, Born This Way.
You and I.
Just bought it.
Love it.
I've got nothing. That's all I want to do. I didn't prepare for the show at all. Just listen to that. Idiot bitch who wrote this question. You do not have to buy them crotchless panties. You don't have to buy them pasties for their nipples. You can buy them a bathrobe for fucks.
Oh, Cliff is Kendall, about right. All these cicadas.
Kendall, the cicadas are here. It's 90 degrees. This air conditioner. The booth was air conditioned before fucking broke.
You are turning red, Cliff.
I'm losing my mind.
All right, yes, Cliff, I agree with you. They need to just calm down.
Take a chill pill.
Buy a respectable gift, whatever you feel is comfortable, but don't be worried about it.
Don't be worried about it.
Don't be worried about it. Cliff, do you have a letter over there for me to answer?
I have a letter, Kendall. All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, yeah.
Bam. My husband and I... that, and then...
Why would they do that? The answer is stop doing it. Stop doing it.
My husband and I have been uncontrollably belching. No, I'm just kidding. My husband and I have lost our motivation to clean and keep up the house. Even folding clothes seems like too much. He works at home, and it's very tight with his office, the two of us, and an 85-pound pig named Sharon. Well, this morning, I talked with my hubby, and he said he was depressed because he can't take the house the way it is anymore. Cliff and Kendall. Our motivation has been so bad, we don't even walk Sharon more than once a day anymore. We all have, Pig included, gained weight. We're trying to get control over our eating, and we're doing much better with our diets. But Sharon has lost 12 pounds, and I've lost 2.
I need to take a lesson from Sharon.
Listen, Sharon, Sharon's one fat pig who can lose weight, Kendall. If Sharon can do it, so can we.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's crazy to get depressed because your house isn't clean, isn't it? Do you have any suggestions? Thanks, and that's signed Blessed in Busheltown. Kendall, what do you think?
Dear Blessed in Busheltown. Okay, look. I think Faye could not have written this to a better person than I, Cliff, because I am OCD to the hilts. Yep. I say that they are going to have to make a choice. They're going to have to either choose to clean that house till it makes them feel better, or they're going to have to just get out and do something with their life, you know, exercise, whatever. It's gonna suck at first, but over time they will get used to it. They will become better people for it, and they will finally get over the fact that their house is not the most beautiful thing in the world, and that's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Or they'll start Zoloft.
Cicadas. Get on some Zoloft. Eat a few Butternut Rye Krispies. That'll help you calm down if you make the right recipe. Tyler loves them. And... you know what I think? One of my heroes, Niecy Nash, she said, clutter and all this mess in your house is an outward manifestation of an inward problem.
Oh, that was beautiful.
What do you think about that, Kendall? Peabody Committee, attention. We are changing lives. We're changing lives. I think it's true. I think you and your husband and your pig, Sharon, need to have a family meeting and... get to the bottom. Get to the root. Have the pig sniff out the root of a problem. And, you know, you just gotta see what's going on. Because something is not going on there, Kendall. And that's sad.
Cliff, I don't think this segment's that bad. But I think that that the pig should send me information on how to lose weight.
Kendall, I do think that my answer was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think it was.
Cliff, that is sad. That's right. It is sad. And so is the step, Cliff. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you in these headphones. I feel like cicadas have went into my earlobes.
All I can hear is cicadas. Why don't you go ahead and start the sad music?
Oh, okay, Cliff. My quote is this. Cliff.
I'm just gonna read my quote, okay?
Do you know
about the legend about cicadas?
They say there are no souls of poets who cannot keep quiet because when they were alive, they never wrote the poems they wanted to.
That was said by John Berger. Sorry.
What a lovely quote it was. I know.
Oh, Kendall. Yeah, I just read the quote.
What about... if they want to check us out, they can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall.yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT and we'll play it on the show. Cliff, why don't you take us home?
Kendall, why don't you tell everybody where they can check us out online?
And I'm Kendall.
Kendall?
Oh, that's right, Cliff.
I can't hear
it
you over the cicadas. I can't hear you over their cicadas screeching.
Well, I have had a lovely time, Cliff. That's right.
No, I'm not going to start talking in rhyme.
We love
know.
You.
What? No. No, I don't know why you wore a shirt that says no fat chicks. Well, my shirt says no fat assistants because it's I don't like fat assistants. I like cute ones, like Tyler. All right. We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.